Republicans introduce bill to re-enlist service members discharged due to coronavirus vaccine mandate. By Hannah Blow on January 12, 2023. Representative Brian Mast, RFL, introduced the Vaccine Mandate Re-enlistment Act, which would essentially pave the way for those unfairly discharged from service due to the vaccine mandate to rejoin the military. According to a press release announcing the bill, it would ensure that any soldier, sailor, airman or Marine who was discharged for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine would be able to rejoin the military at his or her rank and pay grade prior to the discharge. The release noted that an estimated 8,100 soldiers, sailors, airmen and Marines were discharged as a result of the initial vaccine mandate. "We are facing multiple national security threats. Now is not the time to play politics with service members who are committed to serving the United States," Mast said in a statement. While repealing the unconstitutional COVID-19 vaccine mandate in the military was a step in the right direction, "we should finish what we started and give every service member discharged for exercising his or her right to medical freedom an opportunity to return to the military," he added. The announcement named the 33 other members of Congress who joined Mast in introducing the bill. Rep. Mast was joined by 33 other Republican members of Congress in introducing the legislation. Representatives Jeff Duncan, SC03, Matt Gaetz, FL01, Jeff Van Drew, NJ02, Diana Harshbarger, TN01, Brian Babin, TX36, Bill Posey, FL08, Dan Bishop, NCO8, Gus Bilirakis, FL12, Andy Biggs, AZ05, Bill Huizenga, MI04, Rick Allen, GA12, Lisa McLean, MI09, Mike Kelly, PA16, John Rutherford, FL05, Greg Murphy, NCO3, Greg Stoop, FL17, Claudia Tenney, NY24, Mary Miller, IL15, Tim Burchett, TNO2, Michael Cloud, TX27, Mike Bost, IL12, Scott Perry, PA10, Thomas Massey, KY04, Pete Stauber, MNO8, Bill Johnson, OHO6, Wesley Hunt, TX38, Ben Klein, VA06, John Molinar, MIO2, Pat Fallon, TX04, Barry Loudermilk, GA11, Brad Finstead, MNO1, Ryan Zinke, MNO1, Byron Donalds, FL19. The move follows the Pentagon this week releasing a memo from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, formally rescinding the coronavirus military vaccine mandate. That occurred after Republicans forced the end of the mandate via the National Defense Authorization Act. This rescission requirement was established by the James M. Inhofe National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2023. The Pentagon said, adding that Secretary Austin continues to encourage all service members, civilian employees, and contractor personnel to get vaccinated and boosted against COVID-19 to ensure total force readiness. "One of the worst policy decisions affecting military readiness is finally over. At SecDef forced by Congress to repeal military COVID vaccine mandate. Thank you to all of my colleagues who helped accomplish this by co-sponsoring H.R. 3860, Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, said. "It's official. Republican efforts to end the military COVID-19 vaccine mandate were successful. Now, ATSECDEF needs to take every step necessary to undo the harm done to service members and their families when they were forcibly discharged," Senator Ron Johnson, RY, said as others also celebrated.